Welcome back, y'all, to Rosie on the House, where this hour we're covering the science of staying comfortable in your home with David Burns, founder and owner of Green ID, Green Integrated Design, Air Conditioning and Home Performance Company. David's running a special right now for you Rosie on the House listeners. If you'll call now at 602-926-1650, the $99 whole house energy audit, which every one of you should have done, will be offset by a $50 Visa gift card. You are now getting a whole house energy audit done for $49. And our last caller actually got a whole house free analysis because I gave Dave's time away. David, look, we'll do this over lunch, and I'll join you, and I'll buy the lunch, okay? And then we'll sit down with them and their blueprints, and we'll go through the whole house. How's that sound?
Great.
All right. And if you'd like to get in on that lunch, give us a ring now, 1-888-767-4348. It will be a whole house energy audit education like you can get nowhere else.
And she has a home being built. We had a texter with the same situation. Just finished the ductworks. It's being insulated. They are installing radiant barrier. Is it too late to have an audit now?
If the drywall is up, we could check it and pressurize the house. But if the drywall hasn't been up yet, hung, and there's no way to get a good pressure on it.
And
hard to pressure test the ductwork with the windows and doors not installed.
Yeah.
Well, I think what the person's asking is they heard their comment about radiant barrier may not be the best investment. So I don't know if they're asking more for a review of what they've
already done.
Committed
he,
to the
He
the
texted
builder.
In?
He did.
Okay, tell him to hit me at rosie.r at rosieonthehouse.com, and we'll invite him to the lunch that Dave and I are going to go have with this other couple. All right? We'll all sit down and visit, right? Be
great.
A good education. All right, we've got another caller here. You'd like to know, can an audit be done in Tucson by David's company? All right?
No, we don't go down to Tucson.
All right, but would you have someone down there we could find to recommend?
Yeah, we do. We use Jason Osley from Heat.
Okay, from Heat, and then we've got Intelligent Design as well as down there. And the caller from Tucson, welcome to the conversation. Good morning.
Yeah, morning there. I just heard your sort of your answer.
And what's your name?
You have to go to Intelligent Design or...
Intelligent Design would come out and do it. Tell me a little bit about your house. Where are you?
Foothills, Far East Side.
Okay. When was the home built?
1984.
Okay. All right. And how big a home is it?
Burn Adobe, 3,300 square feet.
And in the middle of the summer, where do you keep your thermostat?
78 during the day, and the boss lowers at one end to 74 at night, or 76.
And is it just you and the boss living there?
And the boss dog.
And the boss dog. So it's two air conditioners, 3,300 square foot, burn Adobe, and turning it to averaging about 78, turning it down in the evening. Are you on a time of use plan with TEP?
No.
So your summer cooling bills, I'm guessing, are approaching $400.
No, less.
How much?
Give me one second, I'll tell you.
Okay, all right. Well, if you're much under 400, you're doing very, very well.
Yeah, we're under 400.
And that's not the average budget pay. That's the actual pay as you consume plan.
Right. Yeah, okay. We've got two 219 SEER units, but they're about 8 years, 9 years old.
Okay.
Not convinced that they were done the best way, but maybe they were.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking. If you can tell me what your highest cooling bills are.
Yeah, here I just pulled up 2015. And the highest last year was the June or the July bill, which is for June, 244.
Wow.
You're going to have a hard time beating that. I would tell you that whoever installed that equipment probably installed it pretty right. David, what's your take on that? 3,300 square foot at 78 degrees for $225.
Yeah, that's right. We use the rule of thumb, $100 per 1,000 square feet as a high bill.
Yeah.
And so if he's right around there, it's going to be hard to find that low-hanging fruit for him.
It is. He's obviously got a pretty well-built house.
And well-designed system.
Yeah, well-designed system. We appreciate the call. You give us a ring, and you tell us the size of your house, when it was built, and what temperature you keep it in. We can generally guess what your bills are pretty darn close. Let's talk about that typical Arizona home, that ranch-style home, like we see so often down in Tucson, and in older areas of the valley. The low-pitched roof. There is hardly any attic up there.
Yeah, that's right. And the attics get super hot. The insulation has settled. And when it was first installed, there was no code for insulation or energy codes. And so you could really benefit. Ranch-style homeowners can really benefit from having a home performance evaluation done to get that prioritized list. There are a few things that we find in all ranch-style homes, typically, like undersized ductwork, low insulation, and...
Is that undersized supply or undersized return?
On the return side.
Okay.
Yeah, so it would be like a symptom would be a loud suction noise when the air comes on, high energy bills, or a home that can't cool very well or cool very fast.
And a lot of those older homes are masonry, mm-hmm. and they were furred out with one by, and then they were foil backed drywall was the insulation.
Right, right.
Yeah, no insulation.
basically zip. Yeah.
Oh man. So and they're steel frame, single pane glass.
Yes.
Oh
yeah.
Man, we built thousands of them.
mm-hmm. Well, like you said earlier, you know, it was 3 cents a kilowatt. Nobody really, you know, gave that much, you know, attention to energy usage or energy cost.
Well, the science hadn't gone far mm-hmm. enough. Mm-hmm. Then, David, through the 80s and 90s, we convinced ourselves that we just had to button the house down as tight as possible so we could just keep breathing the same polluted indoor air over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's right, and the blower door will actually tell us how well the house breathes and what that breathing rate should be.
What are some of the when you do the blower door test? What are some of the biggest causes for air infiltration? You know, I've heard around windows, around doors, around recessed lights, you know, all kinds of different penetrations. What do you look for? What do you typically find as the biggest contributor to, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. In ranch style houses, it's going to be the interior walls are missing top plates. So where they have that drop soffit with the rectangular ductwork running through, all those interior walls down the hallway are going to be typically open right to the attic. So if we put our thermal camera on it, we'll see it light up red. And when we go in the attic and verify it, we could put a tape measure almost down to the slab. And so that's connections from the house into the attic that mm-hmm. we don't want.
Mm-hmm.
In a spec home, if a homeowner looks around and sees a lot of arches or plant shelves where they can put decorative vases and things, any changes in ceiling height are going to be red flags for us to look. And it's typically connections. The biggest connections to the attic are in those interior walls.
One of the things that I've noticed in a lot of homes that Rosie and I have remodeled over years past, it's real simple, is, you know, on an exterior wall, if we've taken a cover plate off an outlet or a switch to paint or do some drywall repairs or whatever the case may be, you feel the hot air rushing, or you know, in from the outside around that electrical box.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And, you know, it's crazy when you think, well, geez, you know, that's not that much air. But when you think you've got a whole house and maybe you've got, you know, 15, 20, 25 outlets on an exterior wall, all of them bleeding hot air, that's a really simple fix, isn't it?
That's an open window. Would you have a window open in your house in the middle of the summer with air conditioning running?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely not.
And that's a simple fix, you know, that people can do, like Rosie said earlier, with a $5 tube of caulking, you know.
That's right.
Seal those penetrations up. And
the other thing about ductwork is I imagine you deal with the hot and cold spots are the number one complaint. But don't you get a lot of dilemmas when they're talking about a dusty home?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And that could be from return leakage after the filter, where there's connections where the plenum meets the air handler, or where the duct connects in the attic, it could be sucking that hot, dusty, dirty attic air right into the system and putting it out the supplies.
We're talking here with David Burns, founder and owner of Green ID, Green Integrated Design, Air Conditioning and Home Performance. His number is 602-926-1650. Offering now and until noon?
Yes, until the show ends.
Until noon. Natalie's at the phones. Only one operator?
That's right, so only one.
Okay, so if you get a busy signal, the number is 602-926-1650. Every homeowner in Arizona should have a whole house energy audit done. David's giving, for $99, David's giving you a $50 Visa card. If you're a Rosie on the House listener, you're getting the whole house energy done for $49.
And you can find him under the energy efficiency, energy management category, rosieonthehouse.com. If you didn't get a chance to write down that number, we often talk about if we were king for a day, we would change this or we would change that about building. I'm sure in all of your audits and building, and you know, when you think about building your own home, what do you dream about? If I could just, what's your gist?
So I would put all the returns subterranean. I'd put them underground, buried in the slab. Those returns have very little leakage, we found, and they're inside conditioned space, not in the hot attic like most of the air handlers where they have returns in the attic and all the ductwork in the attic.
Even with new cathedral-style insulation, you would still take them underground.
Yes, yeah. Hmm. And then I'd put a certain type of register called an OBD register, opposing blade damper. They're self-dampening, so a homeowner can actually adjust them themselves to change the airflow if needed.
The underground returns and supplies were really, really popular back in the 90s. And then when there was a particular builder that did an entire subdivision adjacent to a lake, and then when all his underground return air is filled with water, it seemed like to lose...
lost a little bit of flavor.
Lost a little bit of popularity. I was involved on that situation. Let's go to the callers.
What would your wall material be?
Oh, foam. It'd be foam. That's the best air sealer and insulator.
But structurally, what material would you... Would you go on a stick and stucco, or would you go on a masonry build?
I like stick and stucco. It's got a lower heat transfer than masonry and steel frame.
Interesting.
My next house is gonna have a basement.
Yes. Oh yeah.
And I'm gonna loop some kind of geothermal tubing under the basement floor and circulate it through the first level floor somehow, some way, just constantly year round. Just a low flow. Let's go to the calls.
Right after this, we're over.